You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
We can presume things which may or may not be presumptuous, and we can assume things, which then raises the question of whether things can be assumptuous.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
This week's very interesting, awesome question comes from me. This was my question, and I think I was a little presumptuous when I asked it because I was like, oh, I'll ask one, and she'll fast track it.
I'm sorry. This one's been in the hopper for a while, but here we are to talk about assume and presume. And I'm going to start with a question for you, which is, are these two verbs synonyms for you?
See, I knew you were going to ask that. I assumed you would ask it, so I thought about it ahead of time. And I thought that there was a difference for me, and I was trying to think of all these scenarios in which I would only use this one or that one, but then I like switched them, and I was like, wait a minute, I can use these both in both situations, but maybe not here. So yes and no, I guess, is my answer.
I love that answer because that is actually where many dictionaries and usage guides net out. Yes and no. Both assume and presume can mean to take for granted. They also may have different connotations. Presume can connote a higher level of confidence. In other words, we presume often based on evidence. Maybe we're taking too much for granted. Maybe presume has an air of arrogance to it. Brian Garner makes that argument in Modern American Usage. You then compare that to assume, which may mean something closer to suppose a lot of the time. For example, when we're doing things in an argument, we may assume something for the sake of argument, which is more hypothetical than a presumption. What was fun here also was looking at assume and realizing how many meanings there are of assume. And Rebecca, I would guess these will sound familiar once I start going down this list. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Assume can mean to receive into partnership or to receive up into heaven, as in the assumption. It can mean to undertake an office or duty. You can assume a role. You can also assume a standing position. You can assume by taking something upon oneself, as in assuming the debts of someone else. You can also assume meaning to seize, like assume control. Or assume can mean to pretend to have, such as assuming an air of modesty. Whew!
I lost track, but I think that was 7 or 8 meanings, maybe?
And I even left out a few. So then you take presume and you get some overlap. So presume can also mean to take upon oneself, often without authority or permission. So to presume too much familiarity. Sometimes, at least historically, it's meant to seize. Then you have this legal meaning, which is to suppose to be true without proof, as in presumed innocent until proven guilty. Now, Rebecca, there are also two adjectives here, presumptuous and presumptive. Are those synonymous for you?
I don't know.
That is a completely fair answer, Rebecca, because historically they were. We have evidence as early as the 1600s for presumptuous and presumptive to mean too boldly or unduly confident or impertinent, what we now think of as the common meaning of presumptuous. Now, presumptive has diverged in large part, where presumptive is used to describe a thing that is assumed based on probability, such as the presumptive heir, or to refer to things that give us reasonable grounds for inferring or presuming things, such as presumptive evidence. Now, Rebecca, you originally asked in your question about assumptuous. Is this a word that you use?
It is not, but I would like to, and I feel like I should be able to, given that we have presumptuous.
I found one example in an 1895 record of parliamentary debates in New Zealand. I was also struck that when I went into Merriam-Webster Dictionary online, I found assumptuous, spelled with a final I-O-U-S, as a synonym with pretentious and presumptuous. This is rare. The OED has only one citation. But it's out there.
And I'm going to assume responsibility for making assumptuous more of a thing. Thanks so much, Ann.
I love it. I wish you all the best with that effort.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.